This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, it's always great to have you with us here on Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Been looking forward to talking to you all day because there's been some interesting news that I think you can shed light on. First of which is, why is Massmart's 34 Dion wired stores who's selling the latest, most happening tech, why would a store like that be closing down and be in financial trouble?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of reasons for that. The bottom line is they're not making money. Part of the reason they're not making money is because of the situation that South Africa's economy finds itself in. When economic growth, GDP growth, salary growth, just growth in general is not happening, then people can't spend the money on gadgets and technology. People have less disposable income, and what money they do have has to go, you know, towards essentials and stuff. And so you'll see it all over the press, and research being conducted where folks are asked, when they have to choose, which services get cancelled, which are the last ones, and then usually certain entertainment products rank pretty highly, others do not, and it all makes for very interesting research and interesting reading. But that's the reality we find ourselves in.
What about the reality
in South Africa? And so the new CEO, who was deployed by Walmart, some of the analysis I've read is that the previous CEO just didn't have or just didn't have it in him to make the difficult decisions that Massmart needed to make. And so this CEO came down, and within weeks he's announced the mass layoffs, store closures, making some really, really tough calls to restore the company to health. And some of the criticism of the previous CEO I've read is that he just wasn't willing to.
Able to do it. I was wondering to what extent consumer behavior has something to do with it, not in terms of lack of finance, but rather buying online. Are people, ticky people like yourselves, do you still go into shops or do you buy online?
So it depends on the item I'm buying. So yes, they're not going to sell a ton of computer equipment to me through one of their stores, but they do have online stores, and so they can compete there. But then once again, they're competing on price with every other online store in the country. And so online buying and e-commerce has definitely had some effect. And some of the other analysis I've read that's quite interesting is that the approach to the stores is just wrong. They've got these massive stores. If you've been in a Dion Wider game,
yes,
they're just huge. They're kind of like macros
and
right?
Over-serviced.
Part of that. And so a massive store means a huge expenditure in rental, in staff, in utilities, you name it, the expenses rack up. And so what the analysts suggested is that, they have to have smaller stores, less stock, and, what they don't have in the physical shop, you get online. And so the store acts as more like a showroom and as a place where you can go to try stuff out, which is how a lot of people in the these days of online buying are treating brick and mortar stores. Is they go in, they check out a product, they if it's something tactile that you have to feel and or try on or whatever, like headphones, for example, it's wonderful to be able to go into a shop, especially if you wear glasses, to try on headphones before you buy them.
Absolutely.
And so, it's not like all technology is sold. Is conducive to being sold online. There's some stuff that, it really helps to be able to try it on. And so I don't think the days of the physical store is completely numbered, but the times are a-changing for sure.
Interesting. And it's just a fact. It's the way it is. Jan, a listener has weighed in, and I'm throwing this at you at the last minute. If you're not comfortable talking about it, tell me and we'll go to Eskom. But a listener weighed in a little while ago saying, why isn't Jan talking about this hacking group targeting banks in Africa? Apparently 13 Russian hacking groups are targeting banks. Do you know anything about that story, or should we ask you to address that next week?
I'd have to look into it. So okay. I tend to focus on specifically South Africa rather than Africa.
Okay.
One exception is the AfriNix story that I worked on all throughout last year, or the second half of last year, I should say. But that also that impacted South African internet resources disproportionately. So yeah, I'll take a look at it, and see what the impact is on South Africa, and we can talk about it, next week, I think. So, but thank you for raising the question, listener. Sorry, I didn't get your name. But yeah, absolutely.
The name's difficult.
And we can talk about it.
The name's difficult. Okay. So then let's address the issue of peak time pricing. Somebody else, who didn't give us his name said Eskom messes up and they want consumers to pay. What is this peak time pricing?
Yeah. So peak time pricing is something that we've seen around the world. South Africa wouldn't be the first place in which this is being rolled out. But yeah, basically they're talking about charging more for electricity during certain times, especially when the grid is constrained. So, you know, these SMSs that they send out where they say the grid is constrained, please use less electricity so that we don't end up load shedding. So what they will do in those peak times is hike the price as a way to get people to consume less and obviously a little side benefit of generating some more revenue for them, you know, wouldn't be amiss. But yeah, that's part of the problem, the whole Eskom problem, right? Is that Eskom for years has been telling people use less electricity. Now people are using less electricity. I mean, not that the supply has picked up, but you know, even when Medupi and Kusile are up on stream and operating at full power, you know, it's not like consumption is going to rapidly increase to make use of this additional capacity, because for years we've been conditioned save electricity, use less electricity, and so on and so forth. And so Eskom is facing a real uphill battle, and it's a double-edged sword. Excuse me, because they have to now show financial growth while still selling less electricity. And so, anyway, I've kind of taken myself on a tangent here already, but yeah, that's the short of it, is charging higher tariffs during certain times of day. And they're talking about, between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. they want to charge more money. Not all the time when the grid is under pressure is what they're saying. And so this is, one of the use cases that Tesla Powerwall actually advertises its product on. That's where I first heard of this critical peak, or not even critical peak, but peak time billing, is Tesla advertises it as a way to store electricity when it's cheap and then use it when it's expensive.
When it's required. Okay, but that makes sense. And that's operating in a very first world environment where, as opposed to us, it's not quite as first world. And also there's just a complete breakdown of trust. I mean, I just would not believe them. They can tell me it's super peak and there's a problem. But how on earth would we know that? And that's the problem. The trust seems to have gone. But, in any event, Jan Vermeulen of, mybroadband.co.za. As always, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM and for making the unintelligible very much accessible. Look forward
to
chatting to you same time next week.